Further teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 45, The Final Years at Jagannath Puri, Episode 13, Guru Mukha Padmavakya, taken from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antyalila, Chapter 17, The Bodily Transformations of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives the following summary of the 17th chapter in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya. Absorbed in transcendental ecstasy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went out one night without opening the doors to his room. After crossing over three walls, Lord Chaitanya fell down among some cows belonging to the district of Tailunga. There, Lord Chaitanya remained unconscious, assuming the aspect of a tortoise. Srila Prabhupada now comments on this chapter. Pingala was a prostitute who said, "To hope against hope produces only misery, but utter hopelessness is the greatest happiness." Remembering this statement, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became ecstatic. The story of Pingala is found in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, and it is also found in the Mahabharata. Lord Krishna told Uddhava in the 11th canto how the Avadhuta Brahmana explained to Maharaj Yadu the instructions he had received from 9 of his 24 gurus, beginning with the python. There was once a prostitute named Pingala in the city of Videha, and from her the Avadhuta learned yet another lesson. One day Pingala dressed herself in very attractive clothing and ornaments, and was waiting from sunset until midnight for a customer. Pingala waited in great anticipation, but as the time passed, Pingala's mind became very uneasy. No man came to see her, and so in disgust, Pingala finally became renounced, giving up her hankering for the arrival of a suitor. And thereafter, Pingala engaged herself in thinking only of the Supreme Lord Hari. And thus, Pingala's mind achieved the supreme platform of peace. The instruction received from Pingala is that hopes for sense gratification are the root cause of all suffering, and therefore, only one who has given up such hankering can fix oneself in meditation upon the personality of Godhead and achieve transcendental peace. Here is how Pingala's story is presented in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Avadhuta Brahman explained to Maharaj Yadu, "O son of King Yayati, previously in the city of Videha there dwelled a prostitute named Pingala. Now please hear what I have learned from that lady. Once, that prostitute, desiring to bring a lover into her house, stood outside in the doorway at night, showing her beautiful form. This prostitute, Pingala, was very anxious to get money, and as Pingala stood on the street at night, Pingala studied all the men who were passing by, and she was thinking, 'Oh, this one surely has money. I know he can pay the price, and I am sure he would enjoy my company very much.' And so in this way, Pingala thought about all the men on the street. As the prostitute stood in the doorway, many men came and went, walking by her house. Pingala's only means of sustenance was prostitution, and therefore Pingala anxiously thought, 'Maybe this one who is coming now is very rich. Oh, He is not stopping. But I am sure someone else will come. Surely this man who is coming now will want to pay me for my so-called love, and he will probably give lots of money." Thus, with vain hope, Pingala remained leaning against the doorway, unable to finish her business and go to sleep. Out of anxiety, Pingala would sometimes walk out towards the street, and sometimes Pingala went back into her house. In this way, the midnight hour gradually arrived. As the night wore on, the prostitute, who intensely desired money, gradually became morose, and Pingala's face dried up. Thus, being filled with anxiety for money and most disappointed, Pingala began to feel a great detachment from her situation, and thus happiness arose in Pingala's mind. The prostitute felt disgusted with her material situation, and thus Pingala became indifferent to it. Indeed, detachment acts like a sword, cutting to pieces the binding network of all material hopes and desires. O King Yadu, just as a human being who is bereft of spiritual knowledge never desires to give up his or her false sense of proprietorship over many material things, similarly, a person who has not developed detachment never desires to give up the bondage of one's material body. Now, please hear from me the song sung by that prostitute Pingala in her situation. Oh, just see how greatly illusioned I am. Because I cannot control my mind, just like a fool, I desire lusty pleasure from an insignificant man. I am such a fool that I have given up the service of that person who, being eternally situated within my own heart, is actually most dear to me. That most dear one is the Lord of the universe, who is the bestower of real love and happiness, and who is the source of all prosperity. Now, although he is in my own heart, I have completely neglected him. Instead, I have ignorantly served insignificant men who can never satisfy my real desires and who have simply brought me unhappiness, fear, anxiety, lamentation, and delusion. Oh, how I have uselessly tortured my own soul! I have sold my body to lusty, greedy men who are themselves objects of pity, thus practicing the most abominable profession of a prostitute. I hoped to get money and sex pleasure. Actually, this material body is like a house in which I, the soul, am living. The bones forming my spine, ribs, arms, and legs are like the beams, crossbeams, and pillars of this house. And the whole structure, which is full of stool and urine, is covered by skin, hair, and nails. The nine doors leading into this body are constantly excreting foul substances. Besides me, what woman could be so foolish as to devote herself to this material body, thinking that she might find pleasure and love in this contraption? Certainly in this city of Videha, I alone am completely foolish. I neglected the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who awards us everything, even our original spiritual form. And instead, I desired to enjoy sense gratification with many men. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is absolutely the most dear one for all living beings, because Krishna is everyone's well-wisher and Lord. Lord Vishnu is the Supreme Soul situated in everyone's heart. Therefore, I will now pay the price of complete surrender. And thus, by purchasing Lord Vishnu in this way, I will enjoy with Lord Vishnu just like Lakshmi Devi. Men provide sense gratification for women, but all these men and even the demigods in heaven have a beginning and an end. They are all temporary creations who will be dragged away by time. Therefore, how much actual pleasure or happiness could any of them ever give to their wives? Although I most stubbornly hope to enjoy this material world, somehow or other, detachment has arisen in my heart and is making me now very happy. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, must be pleased with me, for without even knowing it, I must have performed some activity satisfying to Lord Vishnu. A person who has developed detachment can give up the bondage of material society, friendship, and love. And a person who undergoes great suffering gradually becomes, out of hopelessness, detached and indifferent to this material world. Thus, due to my great suffering, such detachment has awoke within my heart. And yet, how could I have undergone such merciful suffering if I were actually unfortunate? Therefore, I am in fact fortunate and have received the mercy of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu must somehow or other be pleased with me. So with devotion, I accept the great benefit which Lord Vishnu has bestowed upon me. Having given up my sinful desires for ordinary sense gratification, I now take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu. I am now completely satisfied and have full faith in Lord Vishnu's mercy. Therefore, I will maintain myself with whatever comes of its own accord. I shall enjoy life only with Lord Vishnu, because it is Lord Vishnu who is the real source of love and happiness. The intelligence of the living entity is stolen away by the activities of sense gratification, and thus one falls into the dark well of material existence. And within that well, one is then seized by the deadly serpent of time. Who else but the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, could save the poor living entity from such a hopeless condition? But when the living entity sees that the entire universe has been seized by the serpent of time, then one becomes sober and sane, and at that time detaches him or herself from all material sense gratification. In that condition only, the living entity is qualified to be one's own protector. The Avadhuta then concluded. Thus, her mind completely made up, Pingala cut off all her sinful desires to enjoy sex pleasure with lovers, and instead become situated in perfect peace. Then Pingala sat down on her bed. Ashahi paramang dukam, nayashyang paramang sukam. Material desire is undoubtedly the cause of the greatest unhappiness, and freedom from such desire is the cause of the greatest happiness. Therefore, completely cutting off her desire to enjoy so-called lovers, Pingala very happily went to sleep. Recorded July 12, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat. Vrindavaneshvari Radha, Krishna Vrindavaneshvara, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama, Vrindavane Vari Radha, Krishna Vrindavane Shvara, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama, Vrindavane Vari Radha, Krishna Vrindavaneshvara, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama, Jivane Nidhane Nityam, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama, Radha Krishna Gatir Mama. Srimati Radharani is the mistress of Vrindavan, and Sri Krishna is the master of Vrindavan. In life or in death, Radha and Krishna are my eternal shelter.